Together was a number one hit for the Beatles in 1969. 42 years later, it's the title of a new book by two Beatles fans that offers small business owners lessons inspired by the world's most famous band. Business advice is available from many sources, books, workshops, the internet, but the Beatles? Definitely, say authors George Cassidy and Richard Courtney. The Fab Four followed a classic business model on their way to success. For example, Cassidy says, in any enterprise, you have to be careful about picking your business partners. That's what young John Lennon and Paul McCartney did when they started a band in Liverpool.
They were fortunate in that they had enormous personal charm. I mean, their personality seemed to work together well. They were also extremely gifted in several areas. You know, like you have great singers and you have great songwriters and great performers.
Once they found each other, Courtney says, they set a goal.
They wanted to be that successful, and they wanted to be bigger than Elvis. They wanted to be the absolute best that there was in their field. So that was really a business decision, even though it may not seem that way to a group of teenage musicians.
In Come Together, the business wisdom of the Beatles, Courtney, an entrepreneur, and Cassidy, a business writer, focus on the Beatles' persistence and creativity in achieving their goal. Come on, come on. Even after the success of Please Please Me, a number one album in Britain, it took the band another year to hit the U.S. charts. Capitol Records, the American subsidiary of their British label, refused to issue any of their music. Instead of arguing about the album's merits or giving up on conquering America, the band kept recording new songs and sending them to Capitol. Finally, in 1964, after a news report about Beatlemania in Britain, Capitol released I Want to Hold Your Hand. It became the Beatles' first number one hit in the United States.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Working together, if not exactly holding hands, was instrumental to the band's success, says George Cassidy.
The period between 1964 and 1966, when they were all lined up together, when they were of a common mind and a common purpose, is when they did amazing things. When they were touring the world and released two albums a year, and they made several movies, they were just able to accomplish just an incredible amount in a very short period of time when they were all in sync.
It was part of the work ethic the four members of the group grew up with.
We interviewed several people who knew them in Liverpool before they were famous, and they said they had very much a working class mentality in as much as they expected to work 50 weeks a year and maybe take 2 weeks off.
Another important business lesson from the Beatles, admit your mistakes and learn from them. Richard Courtney says that for several years, their primary source of income was concert touring, which consumed much of the band's time and energy, and which they reportedly disliked. But slowly, the Beatles developed other revenue streams from royalties and films and abandoned the concert circuit altogether in favor of more creative studio work.
They were expanding into different markets. They decided to stop touring, and they decided, as their music evolved, that they could let their records actually go on tour for them in place of them. And so as their career developed, their music developed, and as their music developed, their career developed.
Just as vital as picking the right partners, Cassidy says, is finding good managers and letting them manage. The Fab Four's success is due, in no small measure, to Brian Epstein.
When Brian Epstein, their manager, came on the scene, they were wise enough to give up, you know, a certain amount of control over the way they looked and the way they presented themselves, and to allow him to get them ready for their close-up. You know, he put them in the matching suits and began to shop them to record labels in London, all things that they would never have been able to accomplish on their own.
Cassidy adds that this helped the Beatles create an image, a trademark of sorts, that set them apart from other bands of the era.
They did have a certain natural flair for creating an impression on people. You know, they all sported the same haircut, the logo on the drum head and the way they shook their head when they were singing, even down to their sense of humor and their accents. You know, they all came to America speaking with a very distinct Liverpool accent called Scouse. And it seems to me that they were very much aware of creating a distinctive and sort of consistent presence in the marketplace, which you could call a brand.
And one of the most important elements of that brand, says co-author Courtney, was the sheer creative joy the Beatles shared with their audiences.
They had so much fun doing what they were doing, and they loved the press conferences. They loved to have those short answers. They had fun with each other, and I think that was an important part of their success that's sometimes overlooked in their success and the success of other businesses.
Authors Richard Courtney and George Cassidy say they hope their book, Come Together, will encourage small business owners to see the Beatles in a new light and to find inspiration and guidance in the famous band's extraordinary success. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.